Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Colleen Gross, Director of Membership Services at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Colleen, thanks for joining us, and we welcome you back into the Business Spotlight. It's always great to have a chance to catch up with you. Share with our listeners your role at the Chamber and the career path that led you to the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership.
So again, I'm the Director of Membership Services at the Chamber, and what that encompasses, it's a little bit of everything, honestly, but my primary role is events and programs, sponsorship and advertising, and basically finding new and creative ways to keep our members engaged. So they're finding as much value as they can out of their membership. So I always like to say, too, no day is similar to the next. I'm always doing new, different things, which is why part of the reason why I enjoy my job so much.
Colleen, it goes without saying that the COVID-19 pandemic that we've endured for the past 14 months changed how the Chamber was able to help members. Can you tell us how the Chamber had to pivot because of COVID, and also about how you did an exceptional job of helping members through the toughest months of the pandemic?
For sure. I'm actually really proud. I still am, of all the work that we did through the height of the pandemic, you know, when things initially shut down. We had to basically take a step back and think, what can we do to help our members as much as possible? And what that gave us an opportunity to do was a lot of individual one-on-one outreach with our members, which in some cases, it's never been done. You know, we get so caught up in the day-to-day and busy with, you know, events and programs and other initiatives that we have going on at the Chamber. We don't often get that chance just to call and say, how are you? You know, what can we do to help? So that's what we focused a lot of our efforts and our energies on, was just reaching out and making connections. You know, if they were looking for resources to help with a loan that was out there, we could help connect them. You know, there was so much information going out on the daily, and it was constantly changing. So it was just making people, you know, members and just businesses, the community as a whole, head spin. So we like to, you know, we did our part, and we're still doing our part just to help. And it could have just been, too, just conversations. I know I personally had just a lot of conversations just to talk about life in general. So it was nice to, you know, the circumstances weren't the best, but again, it was nice to be able to make those connections and help our members as much as possible. And I always said, too, you know, when I was talking to people, I may not have had the answer, but I always let them know I would find an answer for them. Because, again, there was so many things going on, and again, it's still changing on the daily, but hopefully, you know, we're making our way out of this craziness and getting to some sort of sense of normalcy here soon.
Some of the things that you just mentioned there are great examples of something that we were very impressed with as one of your members, about how the Chamber went into overdrive to find out information and to pass that along to their members to help them navigate through a very difficult time.
Yeah, again, we didn't have answers for everybody, but it could have been, you know, maybe connecting them with the next person that had the answers or helping facilitate conversations. You know, there was a lot of, you know, we evolved just like everybody into the Zoom meetings and the virtual world and trying to make headway there and connections, you know, through virtual happenings. But it was intense. And, you know, there was never a point where we didn't feel busy. And I'll say that, too. That's coming from an events person. So that's where I'm so used to going from one program or event to the next and just hammering out the details. But at no point did I ever feel like, you know, we didn't have things going on or different things that we were doing. So that was always a sense of, you know, security, too, you know, from an organizational standpoint. It was just crazy. It was crazy. But learning, you know, everything's a teachable moment, too. I like to say that. You know, I feel like we learned so much. And we also learned, you know, when to take a step back and look at the big picture and remember that those customer service, those simple touch points go a long way.
The Chamber has had a calendar of core networking events that longtime members love because they can connect with your organization and other members. Can you share more about what Connect for Coffee is and why your members love this get-together?
Yeah, Connect for Coffee. So I will say, out of all of our events, our networking events have been so up and down, just because we, you know, with that, like, the big point of a networking event is a lot of that face-to-face contact, right? We've been planning those literally as we go. But specifically to the Connect for Coffee, that's the one I feel like we've had a pretty good handle on, because it's our smaller networking event, which typically happens in the morning. For the people who'd like to get some networking in before work, and maybe they don't have the time after work. So we do the events, get the Connect for Coffee at, we usually kick them off at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're usually an hour, hour and a half. But those ones, you know, we were able to do some of those virtually via Zoom. And we're slowly getting back into the in-person ones. What's the nice thing about those is, you know, through the restrictions and the guidelines, we had a handle on that, you know, because traditionally pre-COVID, the Connect for Coffees, they were always usually 25 or fewer people. But it was just a matter of getting people interested again in the in-person events. So we're getting back to that. It's the good news. We did a great one this in April at the Lawn to Erie Room, which is a super, you know, at first I was like, at a laundromat, that's an interesting concept. Let's do a Connect for Coffee at Lawn to Erie. And if you haven't been there, it's so cool. It's just a cool new business in Erie, and we had almost 20 people show up for that one. So, you know, that vibe is back. I know that people are itching slowly, but I feel like, you know, it's just a mix of people. You know, some people are super comfortable with the in-person, some people are kind of testing the waters, and some people just aren't comfortable yet. But Connect for Coffee is—it's great. It's for people who are interested again in those, for a morning event. You like coffee, you like conversation, and it offers more of that one-on-one networking opportunities as well.
Colleen, another terrific networking program that the Chamber offers is Business After Hours. Can you update us on the status of that program?
I can, kind of. So Business After Hours is the one, because of the enormity, the size of them, that's really been on the back burner. Because of restrictions, because of guidelines, and because of hosts, you know, local businesses not quite there interested or wanting to host a Business After Hours yet. But that's okay. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we have one possibly on deck for July. And if it doesn't come to fruition in July, hopefully it'll happen in the fall. But we're looking at the Bayfront Convention Center and our friends there. I actually have a meeting later this week to talk details. But again, if it's something that can't happen in July, we'll figure something else out. That's what we do. What's the common word through this pandemic is pivot. You know, if something doesn't work, then we pivot to the next option or idea. You know, we go from one challenge to the next. Business After Hours, honestly, I mean, we haven't done one since February of 2020, which is kind of strange. And it's always strange when I say that out loud, too, you know, because when I started at the Chamber almost 3 years ago, we were, you know, doing them every single month. They were a staple. People loved them. So it's been different, you know, and it's so we're trying to, I think once we get that next post-pandemic one in the books, people see that it can happen safely, people are comfortable with it, I think we'll start getting them back in the books again. But that's another one we're literally planning as we go. But hopefully as we start planning for 2022, we'll get more of them on the calendar.
Colleen, just out of curiosity, is the Business After Hours program the one that you get asked about the most?
Yes and no. I think it maybe now that, you know, the restrictions are lifting. But again, like, you know, we had a great plan in place too at the beginning of 2020. We were kind of restructuring them. We wanted more structure from like a program standpoint, like some content involved in all of them. We were going to move them to every other month. And then everything kind of just got dumped upside down. So yes and no. I mean, people like them. They do, for sure. That's probably our most well-attended networking event. But I think people, it's just different. I mean, some people enjoy Connect for Coffee versus Business After Hours because maybe a larger room full of people is not necessarily their thing.
The Chamber has an upcoming networking event called Business and Brewskies. That is a terrific name, probably my personal favorite. Give us some details about this event.
Yes, I love that event too. So that's essentially speed dating for networkers. We kicked that one off also right before the pandemic hit, and it was so well received. Again, it's another smaller, that one we cap at either 30, 40 people max. And that is almost where you're, I don't like using the word forced, but you're put in situations where you're going to connect with somebody one-on-one. If you're at that event, not just somebody, but multiple people, because it's basically, we do like 2 to 3 minute rounds, and you're literally quickly networking and having those super fast conversations. And you get to meet, and if you split the room in half, it's 15 people, but then we also have additional time allotted where if maybe you were stationed, I'm kind of talking around the logistics. But basically, you get to network with at least 29 people face-to-face individually. And we came up with the Business and Brewskies name because, there's beer or other, beverages involved and people like that. It's very casual. Again, it's smaller. We get to showcase some more local businesses. We did one recently the end of March at Luminary, who they recently, they're actually Luminary purchased Furman. So they're Luminary Distilling, Furman Cider, and then they also have a full restaurant. So it was cool to get people in that location, which is essentially new, and just talking about it. And most of the people that were at that particular event had never been there. So that's a big part of what I try to do when I plan them, is to be able to showcase the host businesses like any other, same with the Connect for Coffee, same with the Business After Hours. Not only is it about the attendees, but it's also about the host businesses. And since we're on that topic, our next one is coming up the end of June. It's our next installment of Business and Brewskies. It's going to be June 30th at Asbury Woods. I was trying to think of a cool outdoor venue location, and it is perfect because they have a really cool pavilion. Picnic tables, again, super casual. We have Erie Beer Company providing the brews, and it should be, I'm hoping, a sellout event.
Colleen, the networking events are great, as we've been discussing, but the signature events that the Chamber is known for have grown through the years, and they are amazing. Can you tell us the status of the golf outing, which is one of the most popular signature events?
It's sold out. The golf outing, I always have my favorites, but I love managing golf outings. And people seem to, members, because it is a member-only event. It's members and guests, but you have to be a member to attend, and you can bring your guests. But I love the fact that we're a few weeks out from the event, which is on June 8th, and we officially have stamped it as sold out, which I think that speaks volumes, A, about the event itself, and then B, that people are looking forward to doing in-person events. But something I also like to share regarding our golf outing is that we're rotating courses every year. So kind of in the spirit of fairness, and it also, again, showcasing our host golf courses, we're rotating every year. This year, we're back at the Peak and Peak, which for years it was there. So we're happy to be back with our partners with Scott Enterprises at the Peak and Peak. And I'm sure they're going to put on an awesome spread, and it should be an awesome day. And then next year, we're going to go back. We have Cockwood Club. We have Lakeshore Country Club, who are also members that will just continue to rotate. And hopefully we'll get some more courses as members along the way.
Fantastic to hear that the golf event is sold out. It's another terrific example of how great being a Chamber member can be. Those type of events are so beneficial.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's one of those. And there's networking involved at the golf outing. Something nice, too, this was as a result of COVID, that the golfers seem to appreciate, is that we have scheduled tee times. That's something else I always share too. So versus having that shotgun scramble where sometimes there's, wait times at holes. So each team that comes, they have an assigned time and they just go. And it's a great day. It makes for a much smoother day. And we did it last year, based again on COVID. And I was like, well, let's do it again this year because it was so well received. So we're looking forward to that. It's really nice.
Colleen, as you know, WPSE is a proud chamber member, and we cover a lot of chamber events throughout the year. One of our personal favorites is the Celebration of Excellence. What are the plans for that event this year?
So that is, that's another great staple that we've been doing for years. Gosh, I think since the early 90s, I want to say, which of course was before my time. But it's our annual awards dinner. And what we're trying to do, there's a few awards involved. We do our community, it's basically our community service award called the Tullio Award, where we honor either a person or an organization basically for just outstanding community service. And we added a few, and actually the event last year was a handful of days. It happened a handful of days right before everything shut down last March. But we managed to squeak in a 300-person event last year before the world got shut down, which is kind of crazy. But then we incorporated a few new awards last year, which we're planning on doing again this year in some capacity. Like, we had a Small Business of the Year Award. We had the Erie Forward Award, again, which is people taking strides to make Erie a great place. We also do the Young Erie Professional of the Year Award. And Athena announces their Power Link and awards their recipients at that event, too. So it's kind of a mix of lots of cool things. An interesting twist I'm putting on it this year is we're going to do the event outdoors at the Yacht Club. So we're looking forward to that, kind of an evening on the water, casual happy hour with hors d'oeuvres, hopefully a lot of mingling and networking, all, you know, from a safety standpoint. When I started planning it, I had every intention of, like, let's figure out somewhere outside so we knew we could do this and pull it off. So that's a plan that's the end of July. Typically, the event happens in the spring. It just always depends on the year, whether or not there's a global pandemic. But this year, we're going to pull it off on July 27th at the Erie Yacht Club, and we're really excited to start the planning on that.
I'll bet it's exciting. Planning these events is a great sign that we are returning to some sense of normalcy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, and it creates such a good, I don't know, just such a positive vibe, too. You know, I feel like it's just going to keep growing and growing. And I'm getting, you know, again, from an event planner, I feel like, you know, for over a year, we've been able to kind of stall and kind of hold off on things. But I'm getting that vibe again. Like, no, we got to get moving and grooving and start booking stuff, because I think more and more businesses, organizations, you know, personal parties, things are going to start filling up again.
An event that has become a staple for the chamber in its short existence is Erie Homecoming. Will that be making a return this year?
Yes, yes. That is going to be October 4th and 5th this year. Again, it's, you know, it's the premise around it, and the plan is to showcase all things Erie, right? As far as opportunity zones and just the big things we have going. We had the event, we pulled off an awesome event in 2019. You know, we were all moving forward, feeling really good about all the things happening in Erie from an economic development standpoint to, again, I don't want to keep bringing up the pandemic, but it is a thing, right? So we had to pivot again this year in 2020, and we held it entirely virtual. So that had its own challenges because there's a lot of moving pieces to that event. But as we're planning, which we've started our planning for this year, right now the plan is to do it in person, perhaps have a hybrid option where if somebody doesn't want to or they can't make it in person, we might have a virtual piece. So that's yet to be determined. But yes, we want it to be a true homecoming vibe. Like, when you think like high school sports, college, you know, you come back for homecoming weekend, we're going to try to build it around that and just have some fun, unique ideas, like reasons to go visit different bars and restaurants. And it's, again, we're just starting the planning, but we're really excited. I couldn't be more thrilled to have it in person again, too. Based on what we pulled off in 2019, fast forward a little bit to 2020 and how we pulled it off virtually to what we could do now, it's pretty amazing, because there's still a lot of things going on in Erie.
Today we have discussed how the Chamber excels at connecting members through their events, but there is much more to the Chamber than networking and signature events. There are fantastic programs you offer to your members. Can you give our listeners some information about the upcoming Diversity in Action program?
Yeah, so that's something we're really proud to be hosting. As you know, it's an important topic. It always has been, but, you know, based on the world as we know it today, it's definitely in the spotlight more. And so we want to do our part as far as educating and understanding. That's even as internal, like from an organizational standpoint, we're working on a lot of that for ourselves, but we also wanted to provide the opportunity for our members and the community, and we developed our Diversity in Action series. We kicked it off last Wednesday with Dr. Rhonda Matthews, who is a professor at Edinburgh University, which I'm also a graduate of, so I'm kind of proud in that regard. But she is just wonderful and full of knowledge, as you know, when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and all the topics around it. You know, and she definitely it's an education. It's not just the training. She truly wants to get people in the different sessions to educate them and remind us all that it's not just about color, but diversity comes in all different shapes and sizes and forms, you know, whether it be somebody with handicapped disabilities, it could be a woman type of situation. So there's so many different things that you don't normally think of that it's pretty eye-opening. We did, like I said, we kicked it off last Wednesday, but we still have three more sessions, and it just, and you're not missing out if you like miss the first one. I don't want people to think they can't attend the rest of them, because that's not the case, because there's different information in all three of them. So I encourage everybody, because they're pretty detailed as far as their descriptions. But anybody that wants to just kind of read up on what our diversity, equity, and inclusion, our Diversity in Action series is about, just to go to eriepa.com and you can check out our events calendar, and it is on there with full information. And still, again, if anybody wants to register, it's there.
How happy is your organization to return to what it does best as far as getting members together and working with them to help them thrive in what will hopefully be a post-COVID world very soon?
It's great. Again, you know, we connected with a lot of our members in the midst of the pandemic via the phone or via Zoom, but now it's like we're able to connect with them more in person. You know, we can invite members to our office and let's sit down and talk and let's see, you know, what sort of resources or things that they're looking to accomplish and how they want to grow and expand their business. Because we're here to listen. We're here to listen. We're here to help. We're here to give access, provide education. But it just speaks volumes. I feel like people, there's, you know, it's just a different feeling being able to connect with people in person versus this. I think the Zoom thing, the virtual thing, will probably always be a thing now. But I definitely think that members and non-members, they appreciate the in-person touches. And we can stop in, and it's great to be able to go back into businesses and get visuals and see, you know, what they have going on, because that didn't happen for several months. So we're ramping, you know, our business outreach efforts back up and connecting with businesses to hear about what they have going on. So it's been great. It is, I think, you know, there's a lot of good things coming, not just with the chamber, but with Erie and our community as a whole, all of Erie County. You know, I don't want to just say just downtown Erie. It's just, it's Erie County is doing some great things. There's that buzz again. I feel like that buzz pre-pandemic is, it's picking back up, and we're encouraged by it.
Colleen, thank you so much for your time today and for representing the Chamber on another episode of the Business Spotlight. We really appreciate it. We touched on a few ways throughout this episode on how the Chamber assists its members by helping them grow their network through different events and programs. You also offer individualized, personalized, one-on-one assistance for businesses as well. If a business listened today and is not yet a member, how can they become one?
Yeah, for sure. I always say, so our full gamut of what we do, who we are, all the things that we offer is on our website. And it's always an easy one to rattle off. It's eriepa.com. And I encourage people to just, you know, it's always good to kind of get a visual first and see, oh, this is what the chamber's about. But I highly encourage to everybody, any, you know, non-members, and again, members, but to connect with us individually. You know, somebody could reach out to me, which happens. You know, they might be interested in membership, or they might have a question on, you know, what sort of values do they get out of being a chamber member? And I'm happy to answer those questions. We have a great team, our business development managers, Kathy and Doug, who are fairly new, but they've definitely learned the ropes and they're doing their thing. And they're meeting with a lot of people as far as potential members, and they can give them the full gamut of what we do. I mean, we're proud of our work. Again, we're about access and education and providing as many resources and connections that we can.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.